Say Funky Town Podcast.
Funky Town Podcast.
What?
I say Funky Town Podcast. I say what? Funky Town Podcast.
Funky Town Podcast.
Or like,
By the way, our labels are, I'm the producer, Joe's our engineer, and Jim's the host.
Really interesting. It sounds like shit.
I want to be abstract. I want to play the game.
It's what it is, and I think it does two other notes on here, but it's very simple.
Yeah. I can't even remember the drum set I was using. There's like 80 of them on here.
We all had to learn the song again.
I think when we were trying to learn it, we were overthinking it.
Yeah, we're like, oh man, what do we do here?
Yeah.
Like, no, we're not that good.
And it's like literally the worst chorus ever.
Yeah, it's 3 and 7.
So is that your one original tune?
Yeah, that's
we're gonna play tonight, yes. And you'll definitely tell the difference. Ian sings everything else.
Well, I mean, like, we didn't like, we don't like to cover, I guess, the songs, like, by the book. So,
oh, right.
We'll play covers for you, and, like, you may not recognize, or you probably will, but.
And you may hate it.
And you may hate it.
That's fine, too.
Yeah, that is okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
Why are there several lab coats and then an umbrella mask?
Why did he ask?
No.
And an umbrella.
Yeah.
Like a
mirror. We should
have
put that up.
It's a mirror.
Well, they're boring stories.
It matches the lab.
It's almost like you'd rather not know.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Those are three identical lab
coats. Oh.
They've got little robots on them. And we can't deal with them.
Yeah, we should show them the commercial. Ian does really good work in the edits and stuff.
Oh.
That's for more of the videos we've done.
Yeah, it was for a commercial I shot for a board game.
Oh, that, you, that y'all invented.
Well, we didn't invent it, no.
Chicken Strike?
Yeah, Brad's a robot. Because.
Oh, that's cool.
Awesome.
You guys are on the
phone. I know, we should have gave them a couple mics, like over here.
So you guys can talk. Everybody's talking to Mike.
The headphones come off and we're good.
Bring your own splitters, bring your own mic.
Right.
We should have that other mic that we did.
Yeah, we did hang a mic from here one time.
Wow.
That was my first recording we ever did, like, as a band. I don't know, ninth grade. Then my buddy's parents' garage, we had, like, a karaoke machine.
Hell
that had like it you could somehow record, you could play and record to it or whatever. So we looped just like an SM58 over the garage door and hung it down and just hit record and play.
Perfect.
I actually pulled that off a cassette.
How'd it come out?
A year ago. Oh, it sounds atrocious. We were terrible.
But it's really fun.
It's funny that you mentioned that because whenever we first with Chris. I think it was like the very first song that we ever recorded. We had a little recorder, and it was for this same company, and it was for a different board game called Colors and Shapes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We did it on an old Zoom 4.
And we set it in the middle, and we recorded drums. We recorded everything at once, right?
Yeah, we did. We used their internal 4-track system.
Mm-hmm.
We just held the Zoom overnight because acoustic drum set and everything. That was the best we had.
Was that there for that?
Yeah, it's on our head.
That was before we had any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Oh, yeah, I played the track for you into the drum. I wasn't actually on the recording. That's why I deleted it from my brain.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So what's the board game connection that you guys have?
Okay, I have it up on the computer. If you guys want to put your headphones on.
Okay. Oh, I like this. Yeah.
Should I put this in the headphones? What? No.
Okay.
Wait.
It's fun, right?
Yeah.
That's why we do
this.
If
it doesn't translate, I can edit this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
Reggie,
can I play on this harmonica?
What does it do?
Oh, it makes sense.
It makes sense. I don't know.
Do you want to?
Oh, by the way, if you need to use the restroom, it's just right in the door. It's your first left.
Okay.
It's like a little quarter bath.
Isn't that handy? And this is your house, Ian?
Yes. Yeah.
Eo.
Where in Fort Worth are you guys located?
Me and Jeff live in Fairmount, kind of by Magnolia.
And I live in Hanley, like just behind the Ozzy Rabbit and like Rose Cemetery, where the Harvey Oswald
is. Is all that down south?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then they're over by Camp Bowie.
Yeah, we live out in the cultural district. On the bricks.
I'm still pretty new to the area, so I'm originally from Irving.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, welcome.
I'm in Denton.
Sorry.
We're almost in Denton now.
Where are you at now?
Ranger's like a mile away from
me. Oh, like right now?
Pretty handy.
Yeah, from here, we're almost in Denton.
That's how it feels to us.
Oh, you know what? I should probably...
Show us the commercial?
No,
she's get on with it. I'm ready to go.
I gotta drive back down south.
South for the winter.
You're creeping me out.
Okay.
Yeah, anything north of 30, we're all like, oh.
You're like, ugh.
Thanks. Well, I'm glad we were able to make it work here.
Funky Town!
I want to be abstract. I want to play the game.
Yeah, when can we buy it?
It's actually for a Kickstarter campaign, so they haven't started that officially yet. I just finished editing it.
Oh yeah?
Earlier this week.
Are you a video editor by trade or just by for fun?
It's like my other job.
Okay.
I Monday through Friday, glorified data entry. So on the weekends I do like wedding photography or videography, stuff for commercials. So. A lot of talking head stuff. A lot of free.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I get cool.
That's cool.
I'm just starting to kind of dabble in video editing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. I got a lot of fun.
We're having fun.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm doing a music video.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm being pissed by it.
We are.
It's hard work, man.
A lot of hours.
We were jamming at one time, and I was like playing on my phone. I think y'all seen
the
video.
Oh, yeah, that was the video I showed. I sent
scary
sound.
Oh, did y'all watch that?
Scary sounding.
You
yeah,
sent that?
Yeah.
He posted on their Facebook. And,
oh, jeez.
He was like, man, we should make a little music video of that. And so he went back and recorded us doing some fun.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, send another song, and
Okay.
Hang on, I gotta find my guitar pick.
I don't think you understand.
Okay, I get it now. Do you understand? Got it.
Okay. love the lightning. Do it one more time.
Oh, well done, Ian.
Oh, my good. Y'all just, oh, that's, I love that song.
Just took it to a different level.
Yeah.
If anybody would like to tell us how great they think Garage Barrage is, please feel free to email funkytownpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes. Holy
So whenever we were, like, practicing that, we were, like, done really fast, and Ian was, like,
playing with the keyboard.
What if we just do this after? And John was inside, and I was like, oh my god, that'd be cool. Let me switch to this electric kit.
Yeah.
And we'll make it really like.
It was
triple X rated. And John came back and was like, oh my god, that's so cool.
We have to put a bass on that.
You were jamming.
That was so
it's
much
fun.
Fun.
Right? It's fun. I'm glad you guys liked it.
No, that was cool.
Not just us.
We recorded it last Friday.
We were so happy to like listen to it over and over. Damn.
We always get Ian shit because he does this all, and then like within like a day, he'll like take our whole jam session and like send us like he'll make an entire album and put it on Bandcamp.
He'll chop out all the shit and put the you know make the songs, title the songs to whatever. He comes up with.
And when he doesn't do it in like a day, we're like, all right, Ian,
what the fuck,
man? Like, you don't have a job, you don't have a family. Like, come on, what are you doing?
It's like anytime I edit anything, it's video or music. Like, what the fuck, Ian? It's like an hour later.
Like, all the song names, the titles, like, everything is Ian.
It's all
Ian. He's just hanging out.
I set a precedent, and that was my mistake.
Yeah,
right.
The first night, yeah, too fast.
You released it, man. It was awesome.
So I don't really mix anything. I don't know if you guys can tell. Typically, when we put them on the album out, I really don't mix it. I just kind of make sure you can hear everything.
And, yeah.
That's rad. That, I mean, that song was on my dad's jukebox as a kid.
You were talking about that.
I have deep ties to that song.
Awesome. Whenever we made our Scattered and Covered album like a few weeks ago, and we were in here, and we were like looking through our phones like, what can we do that's fun? And I was like, Pat Benatar. Like, and then we try to do like Africa. Like, we were going to do like Toto.
That's a hard song.
It is really, it's really hard. John was like, oh, it's not very hard. And he looked at the bass.
I'm like, yeah, let's put that away.
it's in a weird key.
It is. Yeah. The time is off.
Yeah. That's a tricky song.
I'm pretty sure there's a B chord in there too, which I'm like, oh, it has a B chord. We're not playing that song.
Next song.
What's next?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. I don't know how to do that.
No,
fingers don't do that.
Yeah, no, I was on, we were doing a show and we didn't have a guest, so we decided to just, us get together, and I was looking for songs for it. I just went on Bandcamp, and I always use the Fort Worth tag, and just started looking at, you know, whatever came out that was new, and I saw y'all's Scattered and Covered, and I don't know, whatever.
What
and I just hit play, and the very first song was the...
Drive Me Crazy.
Yeah, you
yeah.
Know,
yeah,
and I was just like, oh, what is this? You know?
Sometimes I just don't look across it.
I remember when we decided we were going to cover the songs, what we'll do is we'll text each other like during the week, like, this would be a fun song to cover. And I heard it, I listened to it the one time, which I hadn't heard in like over 10 years.
Sure.
And I sing it way wrong. Like, after we recorded it, I listened to it on Spotify. I was like, oh shit, I did this all wrong.
That's part of its charm.
Right.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, the past, ever since that, he put that album on Garage Barrage Band, I think it is. I was like, Ian, like, you gotta move it over.
Has he moved it over yet?
No.
We have all these, and then one.
Yeah,
over
then
here.
One over. That's the one that I found, and so I was like, I don't know who these guys are. They just released this record, and they don't have anything else out there. There's,
well, you know,
do you guys need a smoke break or anything?
Not yet. I mean, you know,
cool. All
right, but yeah, I went. I listened to the one with the Dallas Stars thing on it. And I listened to the one that's the instrumental. Why don't we? You might have more than one instrumental.
We got a lot of them.
It's the white cover. The sign doesn't work.
You tried? Oh,
the sign.
Oh, with the horns on the
yeah,
horn.
Yeah.
Bum. That sounded surprisingly good.
Horns McGillicuddy.
Like
yeah, horns McGillicuddy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was at the Watauga skate park skating, and Ian
when he first gave it to
like it was like a Monday, like during my work break or something, and Ian texted us, and I was like. You know, I was planning on being there for like 10 more minutes, but so I like skated the entire album like twice, and I was like, oh my god, that chocolate, there's like a chocolate song called
Chocolate
Fuck.
Fuck.
Yeah. And I listened to it on repeat for like 20 minutes. I was like, that's us? Sounds so cool.
Oh, Ranger.
So why do you got, y'all know each other from school or work? Or, I mean, like, why did y'all start to just say, hey, let's get together and just jam and then record it and put it on Bandcamp?
It was a kink club, wasn't it?
So I met my wife, we went to high school together, and I was playing drums in a band in 2005 when we played a show at the Galaxy Club. I don't know if you
remember
that.
I remember, yeah.
And my brother met up with her friend, and she was like, you should follow Wendy. So long story short, Wendy and I started dating. And then I met John through Wendy's best friend, Angela.
My wife now.
And we had, you know, we've known John for forever, and then our... So Wendy and Angela's other best friend, Vanessa,
keep track.
Chris
moved in with Chris, and we all found out that we could play musical instruments like together. And then I met Ian through Issy, who was Angela's roommate, or y'all's roommate, right?
Yeah, we were roommates at one point.
So yeah, me and Ian go way back too. We were in a band together back in, I don't know, who knows,
2005, 2004,
and then roomies for a long time.
Yeah,
and then yeah, we brought Ian into the group too. Just, yeah.
Crazy enough, I met John through a flyer at Northlake College.
Yeah.
Like him and a couple other dudes had a band and they were looking for a bass player, and one of them actually put the flyer up at the email address and was like, oh. I was in a really terrible band, I was looking for something different.
Dead Cat.
I was in the other band.
Dead Cat.
Yeah. And that scum rocks on the max. That's real bad. Yeah, D-E-D-K-A-T.
Yeah, that's right. I saw them live once, it was pretty good.
Well, we were like 19, okay?
Yeah.
Great.
Dead Cat, yeah.
So anyway, that's not. We played some shows together.
Yeah. I remember we started jamming, and John was like, "Man, Ian plays bass." Like,
because I'm a drummer, I play drums, and I just now picked this up a couple years back. But I wasn't trying to play this.
I didn't want to.
But Ranger's a badass drummer, so we got to keep Ranger.
We have to acquiesce.
Well, not only that, but like I cannot do like my. I just can't do that. Like I tried like really hard. Bass.
Really?
Yeah, like I bought a bass before I ever
really?
Got drums. Yeah, like,
oh shit, I didn't know that.
And so, yeah, man, I just can't. I try.
We like you right here.
Okay, you're good here.
We got this. This is fine.
And I'm actually a bass player by trade. I'm not that great at guitar. Like, I struggle sometimes.
Really?
I've got weird fat little fingers.
You sound pretty good.
Yeah.
If I can put a cable on the two, I'm good.
You can't solo.
You push those keys pretty well.
Oh, yeah, no, this.
Yeah, yeah, we were getting really good at those keys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we all just started jamming out at Chris's, and we made the whole room like these things, the soundproof.
Yeah, walls. That's actually from Chris, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love it that when you talk about Chris, you look at him.
Yeah, we all look at him.
He's like there.
I know.
Yes, he's right there.
We're still like, you know, like we're all still in like a text thread, and we'll text him like our music and.
But he's not.
Situation.
He's not dead. He's not dead.
No.
No. He's just in Georgia. Just in Georgia.
So close.
Yeah. Okay. He's still alive.
Yeah. Very he might as well be.
God, it was like super depressing. I was so mad whenever he left.
And Ranger's like, I'm gonna sell my fucking drums.
Seriously, I was so pissed. Like,
we're gonna still do something, and thank God you didn't do it.
So Ian was like, yeah, we could jam here. My wife didn't want us jamming in my garage. John lives with.
I mean, it's not my
headphone jam. It's a silent disco. It doesn't matter. If anything, our neighbors can hear us like singing terribly, but that's about it.
Right. They hear some tapping. There's no crime. They hear like.
I missed that one.
I'll have to take a picture of that.
Yeah,
so I love that wig you're wearing, Ian.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
You took those pictures.
Yeah, yeah,
that's right.
It was,
professional then.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because you put like that screen thing up and makeup. We're a little more.
I think we're a lot more organized with heavy than we are here.
Nice.
Chris was like a.
Amazing
super
guitarist.
Badass guitar player, super organized. He came from a bigger band, and you know our songs were well orchestrated, not like NC
yeah.
Or all the stuff we got now. It's
right.
Like a lot of different music.
Just comes in mouse pad.
We came over here and we're like, you know what, we're just gonna drink and
order eat
pizza, and
yeah. Did it like once a week.
We tried it every Friday.
Every Friday?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like just like, I'm going to the gym.
Yeah.
If we're all three available and. Everybody comes over.
I put my kids down at 7:30 and come over here.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right on the street.
How old are your kids?
6 and 2.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Are you 7?
6 already? About to be 7?
Yes, yeah, it'll be 7.
Dang.
I always put my kids to bed at 7:30
yes,
as well. And then when my oldest daughter was in like 4th grade, I was talking to a coworker about it. And she was like, what time do you put your kids to bed? And I was like, 7:30. She's like, don't you think maybe the fourth grader could stay up a little later. And so I was like,
you just kept rolling with it.
No, I was like, Ivy, what do you think about staying up until 8 o'clock? And she was like, okay. Yeah, she was so excited.
8 o'clock existed.
Yes.
That's awesome.
She didn't even know. She was so excited.
Let's see, when does make our kid go to bed when the sun goes down? Well, except for when it's like 6:30, we don't, you know. But like during the summertime,
yeah,
good.
We would always do, you know, when the sun goes down, because he's four. It's like, it's not dark outside yet.
What's his name? You
know, well, his name is Zias, but he's four.
Zias.
And but yeah, so it's like it has to be dark outside for him to go to sleep. But it works out because the summertime they stay up later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But 7:30 is okay because the sun's been down a while.
Yeah.
Like, son's been down a long time, man. You gotta go to bed. He has no concept of time. You know. It's really just like, man, we need a break, go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. My kids like still talk about like how things we did with them as children like affect them. Like they walk into Hobby Lobby and they're like 26, 24, and 22, and they all put their hands in their pockets because we would be like, don't touch a thing because you will knock it over and break
don't
it.
Don't break shit. Don't do it. I'm scared of that too. This is the glass aisle. I'm gonna go down this side.
Yeah.
Not going over there. It's torture. Did you get pictures of
it? Yeah, I just took a picture. I just
that's awesome.
I posted it on our Facebook, Funktown Podcast Facebook.
So you guys have been doing the podcast a long time.
Yeah, Jeff started
Jeff,
it.
Yeah.
A ton of how many do you have followers or listeners?
We have
12.
We always say 12. Yeah, we always say 10, 12. Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, we've been doing it.
We're on our fifth year. We're in
your
fifth.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been with you for Zach
and I before. Yeah. We got over 200 episodes.
Man, that's awesome.
I thought we kind of joined on in a second year.
Maybe.
Well,
it was,
oh, that's what I thought.
But still, even still, that would be year two. Let's see, two, three, and four. But you're
time
on
flies when you're having fun.
Yep.
I'm like 80 years old over here.
And
yeah.
Made like
damn shame.
And that's one of the first things I did when I started the podcast. I got most of my music off either Bandcamp or YouTube, but most of it was Bandcamp.
Yeah.
And I would do the same thing. I would just do a Fort Worth tag and just start finding different bands and, you know, I would play them on the show or reach out to them on Facebook and get them on, you know.
Yeah. Did you look up what he was... I did, yeah, that's what's pulling up right now. There was on your favorites list, there's this band that I recently fell in love with. I've listened to him for a few days now. Mountain Kid.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah.
Are they local?
Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Is Addison still playing?
Well, that was Addison's project. I don't know if they're current.
Oh, because Addison's playing with LaCue.
Yeah, he's playing with LaCue now. I think Mountain Kid might be defunct now.
They have like two really good songs. Yeah. Back to back.
And I might be speaking out of turn. I haven't.
There was a point in time when they were very easy to catch at a show. But,
yeah.
Much like me,
Motor Scooter. Motor Scooter.
They're awesome. Yeah. They're kind of sort of funky, garage rocky filler.
They got a really badass organ player.
Yeah, they do. And she's sex on wheels.
Pretty good bass player.
Yeah. The world's okayest bass player.
Yeah, he's
the world's okayest bass player.
Okay. No, we're here as good as John.
I play root notes. That's all I like.
Yeah, man.
I saw you hitting those eights.
Except for that last one. That last one's a little funny.
Yeah. Churched it up a bit. You took that bass line for a walk.
Took for a walk.
We were working on it earlier before y'all came. I was like, oh my god, let's do it again just so I can hit the bass. Like,
yeah.
It's so fun to play.
Oh man. It is a funky little jam.
Right on. So, what do you guys do outside of music? I know he's a photographer and stuff.
I've worked at a hospital medical center in Louisville for 19 years now.
Oh,
only job I've ever been at.
Doing what?
So I started washing dishes in the kitchen,
uh-huh.
And then now I'm assistant director of environmental services, which
I
make sure it stays clean is what I do.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That's like a success story.
Yeah, it is. I should be CEO right now.
Yeah.
But, I've been there almost 25 years.
I mean,
it's insane.
So.
That is crazy.
Yeah, you're still young.
Yeah, it's been good to me, and I like helping people, so that's what I do outside of this.
Did you ever do the patient transport on your way up by chance?
No,
I always wanted
to. In to EBS,
I've
known a lot of people.
Transport. Yeah. Like helicopters, a helicopter pilot.
Oh,
Well, shit, that's really cool. That's awesome. I'm talking about the ones that, like, when they get out, you push them in the wheelchair down to the van or whatever, yeah, you know?
The,
like,
nurse techs do that now.
I love these patient transport.
No, I didn't mean, like, flying a helicopter.
That's not a career path you work here with. You
start washing dishes and go to the...
And then I'm flying a helicopter.
It could be that hard.
I got it. Just pull back with it. You have foot pedals, so you'd be doing it. Yeah, you got it. You're in. Oh, you play drums, yeah. The chair flying over here?
Chair flying over here.
I'm an engineer for BNSF Railway.
Nice.
I've been there for about 6 years.
When you say engineer, do you mean like you're the guy that drives the train?
No, see, that sounds really cool. Like, and so, no, I'm a security engineer. I sit at a cube all day.
Yeah.
It's not as cool.
I mean,
I've seen your cube.
It's all right.
But they
your cube looks pretty good.
They got a pension, so it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you work at that BSNF that's on Western Center?
That's right.
Is that where you are? Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Yeah, so, like, I never go south of 820, so that's why I'm like, oh, no, it's not for work. That's, like, uncharted territory for me. Like,
oh,
I don't, I never, I'm always up here.
Uh-huh.
Nobody ever goes outside.
Well, if you want to see Mountain,
venture down south. There's a lot of light going on down there.
That's where Mountain Kid does play if they're still a band.
Yeah. Or you guys can go to Mass tomorrow night to see Henry the Archer. They're pretty dang good.
Henry the Archer?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really good.
Super good. Yeah. It's always fun to say you're going to Mass. People will be like, where are you going? Mass.
Yeah. I thought you said that.
You have to go to that.
Yeah. It's Main at Southside.
I know. So, tomorrow's my anniversary with me and the wife. It'll be 15 years.
Nice. Mine, too, actually.
On the 3rd, March
3rd.
Oh, nice.
But congrats to you, man.
Yeah.
Double congrats.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So, we're going to go to Mass and see Henry the Archer because she loves Henry the Archer. And so I was like, do you want to go see a movie? You want to go see a play?
She's like, no.
She's like, I think I just want to go see, you know, Henry the Archer. I'm like, let's do that all day. I was like, okay, that's cool. But earlier I was telling her that we're going to Mass. She's like, I thought we were going to Maine at Southside. But that's Mass. Or maybe I called the Maine at Southside. I think I called the Maine at Southside. She's like, I thought we were going to Mass. I go, that's the same place. She's like, oh, I get it. I totally didn't know that was the same place.
Yeah, it took me, you said it, and then you said it one more time. I was reading. I'm like, oh, I got it.
Yeah. It took me a second, too.
I know.
Southside.
Yes. I mean,
and
hearing it.
Yeah.
Oh,
there was a friend of ours who was like, hey, what's happening in
Southside?
And I was like, oh, it's happening. Like tonight, all these people are like, oh, go to Mass. And he's like, well, what about that Maine at Southside place? And they're like,
No, that place sucks. Stay away from there. Go to Mass.
No, yeah.
Whatever you do, do not go to Mass.
Not pizza by Alfredo's.
Yeah.
Alfredo's Pizza Cafe.
And then next weekend is Jeff's birthday, and we've got a show at the Tin Panther with Ann Pickett and his band, and Big Kevin, and
which is Jesse Gage's band.
Yeah,
Big
Jesse
Heaven.
Gage.
Well, which one? Which band?
Big Heaven.
I was gonna say he's got like 15 bands.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was in the
movie
the band.
Yeah, he was in
the band.
Huh?
That's the guy you know.
Yeah.
And your buddy is also in a huge band right now. He's touring. It's like festivals.
Andrew Savage.
Yeah. What band is that?
Parquet Courts.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're
funny. It sounds like they would do parkour.
Yeah. It does sound that way.
It's very old school.
Thank you, Ranger. I appreciate you.
Is parkour French?
It's gotta be.
It's a French word, right?
Yeah. Let's just say French word. Parkour, buddy. Parkour.
So,
I just think about the episode in Office when the parkour guy did parkour.
That sounds so good.
But it would be hard not to call them parquet floors.
What's that?
It would be hard not to call them parquet floors.
Parquet floors?
Instead of parquet court. That's what I would think always.
Zach's
birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, Zach's birthday's tomorrow, too.
My birthday's on your anniversary.
Happy birthday.
That's my...
How old are you again?
I'm 27.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
So
happy
birthday, man.
Yes. Pretty rad day.
Yeah,
tomorrow's going to be a good day.
A day full of love and joy.
Are you going to Mass?
We're going to try. We have to go to Billy Bob's because my cousin's in town. And I told her that it sounded like an awful idea, but she's from Jersey. and she never comes down.
Wait a second. She's from Jersey and she goes to Billy Bob's?
Yeah.
Well, it's like
I thought you were saying Oklahoma.
That's not accurate. Gillies is bigger.
Gillies, yeah. Gillies is in the movie, John Travolta.
Yeah,
but
Midnight Cowboy.
Boom.
Urban. I'll go to Midnight. Yep, that's it. Boom.
That's
Urban.
The
Urban. Yeah, that way sounds like
but
good.
It's
you see that?
Yeah. Must change our band name to Midnight Cowboy.
We haven't.
Oh, there's
no. It's got Matt Dillon in it.
There's not drugs.
No, that's drugstore cowboy.
It's funny that you say that because whenever we're thinking
about
band names,
what's the band in the late 80s?
And I was like,
Midnight Oil.
Which was awesome.
Or Midnight Oil.
And we were.
That's what I thought you were going to
go. We came up with like 30 different band names. I forgot how we came across Garage Barrage, but Ian was like, that's not going to work because there was a Metallica song called Garage Barrage or something.
There was like a tour, Garage Barrage.
Oh yeah,
actually, it will work because it wasn't a band name, and I was like, "Yes,
that's crazy. It's not a band name."
It's awesome. It's not
going to
work because people are
going to
think it's garbage.
Yeah. You're garbage.
You thought you guys were making fun of us,
which is also a great band
name. No, yeah.
Can't read.
No, I messed up every on that episode. I messed up every band. I called. I called the Mind Spiders. Whatever their song was, I was calling.
Oh,
it.
I love the Mind Spiders.
Remember, it was some weird.
And that's how the
it was some sort of Greek thing. I was all reading about it, and they're like, "You're so nice."
You kept calling it
the furries.
It is the yes, and it's the Furies.
I was just happy that someone knew us. I was like, Wendy, check it out.
I know.
I was like,
no one's ever heard us before except us three.
Archer was like throwing fire. My daughter was watching Guardians of the Galaxy.
I was gonna do
it in my
attention. The only thing that is off limits is this.
I was like, Wendy, like check it out. Like they're talking about us. Garbage Barrage. She was
like,
your name is Garbage Barrage.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Ranger Zim.
Sorry, what? But we're talking
about
there's only one rule.
There's only one rule.
Yeah, no to the Zima. Sorry, guys.
No one touches the Zima.
We thought maybe it was for your departed friend.
Did you get that with the re-release of Zima?
Yes.
It's not the original. It's
okay.
The bullshit. That's the bullshit.
This is better than like any so far show I've ever
seen.
That's what we were talking about. If we got rid of all this BS and put up like the stadium.
Excuse me.
And we'll charge people like $1
I'm sure you use this often.
So far,
I haven't used
it. So far, they charge like $20.
Yeah. So I never go to a So Far show.
I've only been when I played.
Yeah, I've only been to perform.
I'll be like, can I be your plus one? No.
There was
okay.
a So Far show in front of our house. And they're like, we can't book any foot ones. It was literally in the parking lot of our apartment complex.
What?
Yeah. There's like an art gallery right in front of our apartments. And we were walking past and there's a So Far show going on. And they're like, they just told us they couldn't book us in Fort Worth. And we had to drive to Dallas to do it. Like,
well, maybe they're going to book.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't know.
So they just told you.
Or we're like, Are you guys playing another song?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. You want to take a smoke break or...
Yeah, man.
Smoke break.
Any break or anything?
Let's start another one this book.
Don't watch my
hands.
See, maybe we should have done it. I think we should have done it again.
It's not bad, man.
It's terrible.
You get so low.
No, no, no.
And I watched Jim Hansen the entire time.
Yeah, did you really?
I did.
It's...
I can not do it after you said don't. So.
he's all,
don't watch my hands. I was like...
Very bad.
Yeah, no, I am, like I said, not a guitarist by trade, so I do not solo. I'm just kind of, I dick around. I try and find what the highest octave is that works, and then I just play around, typically.
Yeah, that works.
Soloing is not my forte.
Chris
played a few with us.
Yeah, Chris is on the, he's on the Chris Clark Conundrum.
That's, yeah.
That's the album that Chris is on.
Yeah,
he came and visited me.
We played Cranberry Zombie.
That was a good one.
Did you listen to it?
I listened to everything.
Did you really?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think that we have a cover.
I'm sorry. I'm having practice.
I think we have a cover of on the heavy. So our heavy band camp is heavy band.
Heavy
band was taken or something. So. I think that we have a cover of Zombie on there.
Oh, do we?
And I think that Chris is singing like a girl. And it's really funny.
Really?
Like, yeah, do you remember that? He's like really high pitched. No. I don't know if it's on there, but we do have a Hansel and Gretel one that's pretty cool.
Oh, Hansel and Gretel was great.
You should
know. Yes, that was really good.
We have God, heavy.
I listened to it already.
Oh, you already listened to it?
Yeah.
Heavy, heavy, too?
I'm telling you, I think so. It was the one with cranberries on there.
Oh no! That was
this is a
Chris Clark Conundrum.
This is the Chris Clark
band.
Yeah.
This is the first band we had separate thing.
Oh, I see.
But it was still us.
We took those pictures for Heavy Heavy. That's what that's for.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We have that one. The
you should put him up there. Us down.
The Cranberries, and then there was that other song. What's up by Four Non Blondes.
Yes,
I love that.
One. You nailed that song.
Like I really want to do that one, but like Chris, we can't. But Chris did well unless you can do the guitar.
Hey, I'm not playing that.
You play guitar.
I don't play guitar.
You play guitar.
She's really good at guitar.
I'm not that.
When did the guest track on
And I'm left-handed, so.
Oh, you're lefty?
Yeah, I play bass.
Nice.
It's
so do you have to buy like a left-handed bass, or do you just play that shit up?
I play left. I bought a left-handed bass.
Damn, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's necessary.
All right, Ranger, whenever you're ready.
thanked you.
Brilliant. Put that picture down, man. Shit.
I don't fucking think so.
I like this song.
We hope that Chris doesn't listen to the podcast. He'll hear that.
Yeah. So that actually, that music has a long history between us. So, like, back when we all used to jam, we called that song Two Note. Because it was just bam, bam, bam. Yeah. It was so cool. It sounded so, like, powerful and raw. And Ian was like, hey, what if we put this song with our song?
The Oh Brother, Where Art Thou song.
Yeah.
To that Man jam.
It
just happened to fit.
Yeah. And you did a good job. Yeah, you did a great job, man.
Shut up.
Yeah, I like it.
And you did a wonderful job.
All right, challenge.
Yeah, you did.
I've had a rough week. So I don't know. I mean, we have one more song we can play for you guys.
Oh, shit.
So I think I was recording earlier, so you're just going through minding your own business, and all of a sudden you get a message on, I guess it was probably on Bandcamp. It's like, hey, I couldn't find you on Facebook.
It was an email, yeah.
Yeah, that is because I think it was like a contact the artist.
Yeah, okay. So I thought, honestly, when you first emailed me, I thought it was a spam email.
Okay.
You get those sometimes
sure,
on Bandcamp
yeah.
or like on Spotify. Or we have I have a podcast too, and I get those on Spreaker. Like,
hey, I love your podcast. You should move it.
And
it's
like, that's obviously spam. So I thought that's what it was at first. And then I think there was also a message on Facebook. And I was like, okay, shit, it's not spam. I got about like 5 minutes in and I immediately messaged these guys. I'm like, holy shit, these guys somehow found us. Fucking Doc Brown was like, I don't know how they found us.
I was at work, I'm like, oh shit, this is awesome. So immediately I want to listen to you guys. I listen to the whole thing. I'm like, damn, that's fucking badass. These guys actually like something we're doing.
No, because we never do that. Usually if we like a song, we'll play a song.
Yeah.
We'll say, check out the album. We'll talk about the album. But I never sit there and play every song on the album.
Oh, and he came in that day. He was so excited. He's like, oh, I got something. I want to talk. I don't want to say anything until we're just going to do it. We're just going to do it.
We'd only found the scattered and covered. So I was like, I think they just do the one thing. I have no idea who these guys are, where they come from, or, you know. But yeah, then Zach got the other one and was like, maybe they lost their password.
No, we couldn't figure out what the fuck it was. I was like, I'll just do another one.
That was both of us, man. It took a while to get it back. I had to like...
you want to put the scattered and covered album on the other band jam.
Put the scattered and covered with...
Listen here.
I don't know what happened, but when I tried to... Because I made the... So we have like our Gmail account and our other band camp.
Yeah.
And I texted Ian, shared the info, and... We couldn't log into the original Bandcamp, so I tried to get back into our Gmail to reset the password, but I hadn't been in there so long. And Google actually said that it couldn't because of malicious activity or something.
Oh no! We must have gotten hit with spam or something.
Yeah.
I hope so. Well, that's cool. What kind of podcast do you do?
My podcast right now is mostly concentrating on 90s. The X-Men cartoon.
Oh,
so we talk
awesome.
About that like one episode at a time. And we just decided yesterday after our last episode that we're going to move on to Power Rangers, the first season.
Oh,
now you speak Zach's language.
So, yeah.
We're speaking language.
Like, we were just like a 90s podcast. Awesome. It was with me and my buddy Mikey and, of course, Chris. And then Chris moved, and now me and Mikey do X-Men.
What's it called? Dad Boys.
Dad Boys.
That's
a good name.
Dad Boys.
Okay, so this is a Power Rangers question. I just want your opinion.
Go ahead.
It's season 3. It's on season 1. Power Ranger Punks.
Yeah.
Best episode or worst episode?
It's top 5. Yeah. When Billy and Kimberly become punks?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
That was so bad.
It was so good. When I was a kid, I was like, oh shit, they're awesome now.
Yeah, that's what I was
They're so cool.
Oh my god.
Kind of felt for Skull when he got...
They were picking on the moves.
Yeah.
I watched Power Rangers like one...
That was the old
time.
It was right. I was four.
I go that far.
I think it came out in 92. And I was 2 years old in 92. And so, like, I was coming up right with Power Rangers. Like,
I was 10, but that was not in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I was 20, so it was really far away from me.
So, like, I grew up before that. I saw Ultraman. There was, like, an Australian version of Ultraman. The weirdest thing. And so I didn't realize what Voltron was. I didn't know what that was. I was like, oh, Power Rangers is ripping off Ultraman. It's just giant monsters fighting. And I was like, I'm not going to watch this crap. My friends made me watch it. I was like, oh, yeah. I'm addicted. So
yeah.
I was big on the Power Rangers until they got rid of most of them and then I was done.
Yeah.
So you do season one, episode one, and then do a show, and then do episode two and do a show?
Basically, yeah.
I think that's cool. One of the earliest podcasts that I listened to was a Lost podcast. And they would do that every week. They would watch the
first time show?
It was one of the first ones.
I mean, like, there's the name of the show. It's first time show.
Oh, I don't remember.
And they do
like
Lost.
They do it as it. Oh,
remember.
But no, this one it had come out. Now I think they
was it concurrent with the show or
it
was it
after? Well, I think it was up until I think they started late, and so they started doing it. And they would do one episode at a time, and you would keep up with it. But eventually, I think they actually caught up to where it was, you know, currently the show. But yeah, they would watch one, and they would talk about it, and theories, what would happen the next week, or whatever.
Yeah.
And,
there was so much involved in Lost. I was a big Lost nerd, so. Yeah.
And see, I'd listen to them after the fact, or whatever, but I was watching Lost, so I would watch an episode, listen to that podcast, watch an episode, listen to that podcast, and all the way through it. It was the coolest experience that I've had watching a TV show, because I haven't done that with anything else, only that show. But that was really neat.
I started trying to do that with a 30 Rock podcast, but it ended up driving me fucking bananas. Like, listening to it. I don't know, they just talked out there. They didn't know that, I don't know. Their opinions were wrong.
You're right. You were
more arguing than anything?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. They just kind of talked out their ass, and I think they just wanted a podcast, and that seemed like a vehicle for it. But that introduced me to Harmontown, which is now my religion.
Oh, Harmontown.
We always tell people to skip to our fifth episode.
Yeah.
I think it's our
fourth. It takes a while to get your stride.
Yeah, that's right around there.
I don't know. The first one I heard of ours was the Leon Bridges one.
That was pretty far down there.
And that's when I...
Cause I know the first read that I did, I think, was by myself. And then my fourth one I did with a buddy. And then my fifth one I did with a buddy. And then I think the sixth one I actually did with, like, a real local band. It was Summer Buzz.
Oh, Summer Buzz.
Summer Buzz. It has a good name.
It has a good name, right?
How are good names coming out of you guys?
Yeah, somehow it evolved into what it is now.
So y'all got involved with the podcast just simply because your love of local music?
Well,
yeah,
I got drunk.
I'm just curious.
It's like I just started playing in a local, or in like a Fort Worth band, and I'd come across the podcast somehow, because like the music community is pretty small. And I'd come across it, and I'd listen to it, and I was like, this is really interesting, but it sounds like shit. So,
because it's just me doing it. I don't know.
I was actually like really nervous to like email you because I didn't know you or anything. And
I like your show. I can make it sound a lot better.
I can
show you how to do it. I can show you some compression.
That's cool.
Because I was like, I don't know. I just got a Mac and a GarageBand and got a little 4-channel mixer and plugged it into the USB.
More than anything, I was just like, I want to be able to hear this show and not have to crank my like speaker all the way up to hear it.
Fuck that string. Just keep going.
Alright. No one can save me but you.
It's all good.
I never dreamed of somebody like you. Anything, Ranger.
That's all you.
Am I still on drop D?
Baby.
That's what it is.
God damn it.
John?
I do my shit up. I came over here all prepared. All prepared.
I think it's all prepared. What every album looks like, too.
It's how we create new shit.
Ow. Oh, continue going. Keep going. Like,
that was
going to
be a good
doing.
One.
I like what y'all were doing. Go ahead.
Seven. No, keep going. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Look at me. We have a lot of people in the garage tonight. A couple of drinkies, a couple of smokies. It must be Friday night.
Happy birthday, Zach.
Happy birthday, Zach. It's Zach's birthday tomorrow. It's Zach's birthday tomorrow.
Happy fucking birthday.
He's going to mass. Maybe. Maybe. If they have time. All right, we're done with that.
Happy birthday. That's normally how shit gets started. Thank you, buddy. Happy anniversary.
Damn!
Do you always play your bass with a pick?
No.
No?
Just when he wants a little extra oomph.
Special guest here. Guest.
I can play drums a little bit.
Come on, brother.
What could we do?
We could do I Only Want You. Could you play the drums?
I can play bass on I Only Want You.
Yeah, come on. I'll try and jam with y'all if y'all want.
I'll sing. You're drumming. Okay, you play the guitar and I'll sing.
Funky Town!
Just
to
ride down. I never really leave, I just slip away. Well, it's not my purpose to break your spirit. I'm not really interested in what's in your heart. I don't want you to fall in love now.
drinks in that song. I forgot all about it.
That was rad.
That was
rad.
What were you thinking
about
that?
I was like, they got all the stuff. Yeah. We've got most of a band.
Were you thinking about that?
Oh, yeah.
See? I thought about that. Okay. Hang on. I'll get the recorder going.
I think so.
Hold on. Do I have my...
So earlier today, I was thinking, because yes, they're playing a bunch of...
Yeah. Jeff, you got all your headphones?
I hope so. Okay, I got the recorder on. So earlier today, I was thinking... I was listening to their stuff, whatever. Like, they do a lot of instrumental stuff. And I was like, so then I started like singing along and making my own words to it. I was like, I'm going to get up there and I'm going to make them play out. Like, and sing a song. I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to have Rebecca do it because she sings, you know, and then Joe and Zach, and, you know, maybe we can all join in. So I started thinking about maybe if there's an opportunity for an improv kind of a, for them to play music and we just kind of jump in, that would be really cool. But then when the time comes, I'm always like, oh, I don't want to try to force that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's hard to force improv, though.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah. And so, but then it just kind of happened naturally. I was like, oh, well, Zach plays bass, and Joe plays guitar, and Rebecca is like, oh, why don't y'all? I was like, oh, this is actually working out really good. And then you already had a song prepared. So y'all know, like, of like course.
And he did, like, Matrix style, just downloaded it into his head and started playing.
It's a pretty straightforward drum.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
You can still, let me think he downloaded it Matrix style, Joe.
You ever watch that show Chuck?
Yeah, you
remember
that.
Remember he would like just he would just look at something and he could look at the guitar and he would just download everything about the guitar and be like, you know.
I thought he downloaded a computer into his head and
yeah,
it has
his
like
brain.
Intelligence.
Yeah, so
he accidentally looked at a code or whatever.
Something that taught him everything in the world, but he doesn't know it until he has to until he needs it. So as soon as he needs kung fu, then all of a sudden it just kicks in the front of his brain and he knows. But yeah, no, that
was a good show.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
And I'm glad y'all got to do that, you know.
Yeah. Right turn
at the end of the road. That was really fun. Those guys are fun.
They're hilarious.
It's so funny because it's just so, like, it's really refreshing to hear talented musicians who just do not give a fuck about, like, all the pretense and bullshit.
No, because they're good, right? It's not just me. I mean, they're actually, like, decent players.
I know, they're all very good players.
If they really wanted to, like, make a decent record. I think they could make a decent record if they sit down and try to just sit down and write lyrics and make a good song, compose a good song. I think they would do really well.
No, they could very easily.
They're very personable and
they're very talented. They could make it happen. It's so interesting because they don't care. They even said like we just don't even want to play in front of other people.
Poor Ranger, now he's gonna have to play in
And then they
people.
Got that energy of just fuck it.
Just fun.
It's awesome.
They're playing music for the joy of music.
Yeah.
Because it's fun to play music.
Yeah.
Honestly, I love it that's their Friday night.
It's so funny.
Yeah, they spend hours right doing it.
Yeah.
Well, it's especially, you know, as much as, you know, me and Zach and Rebecca pour into music, I mean, shit, we're spending, I don't know, 20, 30 hours a week working on different stuff. And it's still fun, but it's work, you know? Like, you got to work at it. And they're just...
It starts feeling like that we're coworkers sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, we are, though, straight up. Like, we're coworkers, like, 100%. But so, then that's what's so refreshing, is they're just like, fuck it. Like, everything you like about it, that's the only part we're going to focus on. And then all the other shit, no, fuck it.
Yeah, they all have decent jobs, you know, married, they have kids, they got their own life going, but...
And that was so dang adorable that they were so stoked that you guys really genuinely liked their music.
Yeah. Oh,
but I thought we were making fun of them at first. Like, no, I think they actually like us. They're not making fun of us at all. They actually like us. No, I do. It's just because I think that joy transfers.
Yeah, no, it does.
And
it comes through.
My favorite song just because it's so prominent.
Right?
I was just like, this is my favorite song.
No, it's like I almost want to do like a sports segment on the podcast just so that can be the theme song for the sports segment.
That's pretty cool. Like Flash Taco.
Right. But that way in Dallas Mavericks.
Well, I bet we could commission them to make a theme song to any segment we dream up.
Oh, totally.
Well, yeah, we should have made them do a Zach Lowe
theme song. We totally should have made them do a Zach Lowe. I just thought of that too at the same time you thought of it.
They did a birthday song for you.
Yeah, they did.
That
birthday
song was amazing.
Rad.
Yeah.
That was amazing because they were trying to do Chris Isaac, kind of got lost in it, and then went off on the radio like, you just play that, we're going to jam this out, which I think that's what they usually do.
Yeah.
Seems to be the case.
Anyways, that was fun. I hope it's a fun listen for anybody who listens to this. Let's turn ahead. You know, because it's a little weird. He records all the music there, and then I recorded all the
audio.
Talking here, and so we're going to see how we can mix it together and make it sound cool. Is there anything else we need to talk about before we go? Because we got the email address in there. We talked about Hippie Bath Day at some point.
Yeah.
FuckedUpPodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Kind of let us know how good Garage Barrage is.
Yeah, let us know. And we'll pass on the message. For real.
I will tell you, when I was over at Whiskey Boy's house doing the show with him, I was telling him about... No.
That was Mike Lish.
No, and the funny thing was, I honestly thought about it. I thought about, one, going over there and like wearing like a Pearl Snap shirt and just like right whenever he starts, just taking off my shirt. Just be like, whoa, hey, you know, I thought we were getting naked. And I know, you know, but it was too cold that night. It was really cold.
Okay.
And he had somebody else come over. This guy named Otter came over. I don't know him. So I wasn't going to do any bits.
You don't know Otter from Adam.
Right. I don't know Otter from Beaver. But when I was over there, I was telling him about it, and I just played like the first four bars of She Drives Me Insane or whatever it is, She Drives Me Crazy, the Finding Cannibal song or whatever, and he was like, oh, he wanted to come tonight. I was like, no, dude, we already got five coming. He was going to MMA anyways, but
no.
Still, he'd actually thought about it. He just heard a few bars of their song. I was like, I love them, you know, because they just have that energy. As soon as you hear it, you're like, this is fun.
Well, it's funny because they pick interesting covers too, and I think that's part of it.
And they do it in an interesting way.
Yeah.
And I like how they kind of mesh stuff.
And it's not
Man of Constant Sorrow.
Yeah.
That was good.
And it's not bad. It's in key.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not terrible. I mean, as far as like, it's not your typical, you know.
It's not your father's dad band.
Yeah. This podcast.
What's
that?
That 30 Rock
dad
joke
boys.
about a dad band.
I don't know.
I don't know, but isn't that the Rivercrest Yacht Club?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that is a dad band.
Shout out to Eric Griffey.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah, Eric.
Love you, Eric
Griffey.
Love you, Eric.
I hope they do my crew in a song now. I know. I'm sure they will.
Something tells me they will.
Except for I'm a little jealous because I want to do that song too. But
you could
it was perfect for them.
I Happy Am's plate is full.
Well, we all have to remember whenever the music awards comes out and whoever gets ballots to fill out.
Yeah.
If you get like more than two or three people that nominate the same band, the band gets nominated. We have to nominate Garage for something.
Yeah.
Oh, but we got to do it to where it doesn't look like collusion.
It's collusion. I'm colluding right now.
Well, I know. But we got to make it look like it's not collusion. They're looking for collusion.
Well, let's just... Okay.
They thought there was collusion.
Well, then
we'll
get some Russian bots to do it.
Well, there was talk of it.
It was the Russians.
It was the Russians. I mean, other than the voting. Straight. Collusion.
South. Well, let's go ahead and say bye, everybody.
Bye.
I'll put that out.
Thank you for
allowing
us.
That's
for sure.